You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome to Overreaction Monday number one. Mid-August. We usually reserve this for September, early September, but we got one. We've got one. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will be joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And we're set sail for the next 55 minutes or so, taking it through the 3 o'clock hour. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day here on the Gym Class program. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking out their website at DuPaco.com, or just stop on by many, many locations throughout the corridor as well as eastern Iowa and beyond. They are celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. We got a lot to get to. As I mentioned, Overreaction Monday number one from not only the Kids Day scrimmage in Iowa City, but maybe even more, the first preseason weekend of the National Football League. We'll talk about all of that and a whole lot more as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Of course, love to hear from you out there. I would imagine lots of people ready to comment here today about Overreaction Monday number one. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, that is the text line. That is the phone line as well. You can pick that up and give us a call at 319-366-1600. Gentlemen, happy Monday to you. Happy first Overreaction Monday to you today. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And oh, by the way, happy week zero to you.
You know what? There are very, very few week zero games this year in high school football. I think they're trying to get away from those. I think it's like two or three that are scheduled around the state. So I don't think that's a bad thing either. I don't think that's a bad thing. But, yeah, it is week zero for the high schools. And then next week's week zero for the colleges, when the high schools get started in earnest. So, yeah, we got football. We've got football, 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 and it feels like a football day today with a 71-degree Monday afternoon on August 14th in eastern Iowa. We've got the, as Mark enjoys thoroughly each and every year, the AP preseason college football poll is out. You mark this day on your calendar, right, Mark?
No.
You could probably guess how things played out. Number one is Georgia in the poll. Michigan at number two. Of course, right now, Michigan trying to basically trying to see if Jim Harbaugh is going to be their coach for the first few games anyway of the year. It looked like he was going to, and then it looked like it kind of went the other way, but I guess we'll find out. The NCAA will have the last say as far as that is concerned. Either way, Michigan's going to win those games that Jim Harbaugh is either going to miss at the beginning of the year or be on the sideline for. They are number two in the poll. Ohio State number three, followed by Alabama, who CBS Sports calls the most overrated team in the poll. Do with that what you will. Don't dare call Alabama overrated and let them read it. LSU at five. USC, Penn State, Florida State, Clemson, and Washington. Those are your 6 through 10 teams. Then you've got Texas last season in the Big 12 at number 11. Tennessee 12. Notre Dame 13. Soon-to-be Big 12 member Utah at 14, soon-to-be Big 10 member Oregon at number 15. Then you got Kansas State, TCU. Oregon State, who nobody wants, is in at number 18, just ahead of Wisconsin and Oklahoma. 21 is North Carolina, Ole Miss at 22, A&M 23, Tulane at 24, and 25 is Iowa. They are preseason number 25 in the college football poll. Your thoughts about that after Kids Day on Saturday? Love to hear from you if you were down there, et cetera, et cetera. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the text line or the phone line as well. Iowa and Texas Tech in the coaches poll, Mark. Texas Tech, I believe, was 25, Iowa 26. All they've done here is just a reverse role. So Iowa's 25 in the AP media poll, Texas Tech at number 26. There you go. That and a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee in the old days.
Sky, you know how I feel about these polls, but today I decided to embrace it because I knew you couldn't resist. This is the 27th time in poll history Iowa's been ranked in the preseason top 25. How many years out of those 27 did the Hawkeyes finish inside the top 25? I don't know. But that's what's most important. No surprise with Georgia. Georgia's going to run the slate. Michigan with two first-place votes. Ohio State with one. Five Big Ten teams ranked. Aside from the three I already mentioned, we got Penn State and Wisconsin. And one takeaway for me is that I think it's going to be a heck of a year for the Pac-12 before it totally disintegrates.
Yeah. And Oregon, poor Oregon State, number 18, most hype that the Beavers have had for their football program in maybe, dare I say, a decade or two. And right now they're facing life without a home next year, perhaps, in 2024. They were a good football team last year. They're going to be a good football team this year for Oregon State up there in Corvallis. 319-366-1600. Yes, 8186. We will get to your point coming up in just a little bit. A lot of things on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard and more coming up today. Cyclone Tim weighing in. Don't know why you would call it Overreaction Monday. I'd call it Normal Reaction Monday when your starting QB goes down. That's how people would normally react. That is certainly the biggest headline, guys. By the way, Isaac, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Resplendent in your German kit today.
Yeah, no reason. Just thought it looked good today.
It does. Looks great, man. Looks great. Because it's the, what, the inaugural week of the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah, that opened up. I got Manchester United on my phone right next to me here. And yeah, it was a good soccer weekend.
How are they doing?
It is 0-0 right now.
There's a shocker.
Yeah. I know it might surprise a lot of people, but a 0-0 soccer game.
Yeah.
Currently going down.
It's happened before. What do you think? The big reaction, of course, as I mentioned, was Cade McNamara, the news coming down, if you were there, et cetera, et cetera. Scrambling, which he and a lot of the Iowa quarterbacks did during the scrimmage down at Kinnick on Saturday. Went up the middle, kind of stumbled, and got up a little slowly, immediately took himself out. Then a couple minutes later, went back to the locker room, ended up coming out of the locker room. So that's good news part number one if you're a Hawkeye fan out there. Because if there were problems, more than likely Cade McNamara would not have made his way out of the locker room. Also did not have any crutches, did not have any ice. So that's good news B and C, or 2 and 3, whichever you prefer if you're an alphabet person or a numerical person out there. So I think a bullet dodged, Mark, and of course all this did was bring up the age-old question: do you put your quarterback out there? Do you put him out there and let him run the risk of being injured? I heard that several times during the NFL preseason weekend. We heard it now written, talked about as far as Iowa is concerned. And there's no point as far as Iowa and colleges are concerned, Mark. You got to get some reps for your starting quarterback, especially if he is new to your system out there. Yeah, it was a scare. There's no doubt about it. You dodge the bullet, you move on. Sounds like Kirk Ferentz, a very, very jolly Kirk Ferentz, by the way, after the scrimmage, saying that he's probably a couple days, perhaps. We'll wait and see. No, nothing official coming out from Iowa City as far as the football program or the athletic department is concerned on that. But it sounds like everything is okay for Cade McNamara.
Well, it does, but oftentimes, you know, anybody who's had an injury, the next day or two is the proof in the pudding. He might have felt well on Saturday. Kirk Ferentz described it as a muscle issue and not overly concerned in the least with the long-term effects that Cade McNamara may or may not have, but you don't know. We don't have daily access to Kirk Ferentz or anybody that might answer how Cade McNamara is doing on this Monday. We shall see, and I know Iowa fans, all 6,000 of them apparently, held their collective breath when McNamara went down. The backup, Deacon Jones, had
Deacon Hill.
I had a defensive lineman in my head. Didn't have a great day. McNamara threw three interceptions, but that was a combination of a one-time, two tight ends running the same route and almost into each other resulted in an interception. The bottom line is, not surprisingly, the defense was way ahead of the offense, and Iowa's got, a little more than a week to catch up.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you were in Iowa City, your observations about the only time you're going to see the Iowa football team in a public setting, whether you're media, whether you're a season ticket holder, et cetera, last Saturday for Kids Day. And I'd like to hear your thoughts, your observations at 319-366-1600. Six interceptions thrown by Iowa quarterbacks. Cade McNamara had three. Deacon Hill had two. Tommy Paholski had one, by the way, the walk-on. And I guess it's good news if you're a defensive coach, maybe not quite so good news if you're an offensive coach. But like you said, Mark, that's the MO at this time of the year. Defenses, 96.7% of the time, are ahead of offenses. And don't read too much into it. Again, temper things for this part of Overreaction Monday, part number one, or part A, depending on you would like. It's going to get better. And that's what Kirk Ferentz had to say as far as his thoughts after the scrimmage.
Yeah, we'll see. Next time Kirk meets the media, what is that, the Tuesday before the Utah State game? Unless there's some breaking news by one of the beat reporters that comes out. But, I mean, all appearances, it didn't look serious. Yeah. But until we know for sure, you know, I'm gonna reserve judgment.
The Hawkeyes did not have Cooper DeJean out there. There were several others as well. Dejon Parker, offensive lineman. Labus did not play. Nico Rainini was not out there as well for Iowa. And he's a little dinged up right now. Noah Shannon also did not play. He has an injury, but also we don't know his status because of his involvement as far as the sports wagering allegations are concerned. So he was not in uniform and playing as well. And it is a work in progress, as they say, a work in progress. So, again, if you were in attendance, what did you think? What were your thoughts without overreacting too much? 319-366-1600. 1,600 if you were in Iowa City at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. And it's a situation, Mark, where Kirk Ferentz talking about the offensive line better than last year, basically putting it together, saying it was better than last year. Still a long way to go. Hey, the defenses are better than the offenses at this point.
Especially when you got a top five defense in the country that you're facing, albeit, you know, you might be missing a couple people like Shannon, but you've got a lot of talent on that defense. Aaron Graves, nobody's really talked about. I think he's poised for a big year, among others, a lot of veterans, Joe Evans, so on and so forth. Not easy for an offense, even a one that is polished, to go out there and do some very good things against it. I mean, few of Iowa's opponents had any success during the regular season, so you got to factor that in.
Very, yeah, you do. You have to do that. And like Kirk said, it's been 9 days. It's been 9 days since camp opened officially, as far as fall camp for Iowa and other college football teams are concerned. And, yeah, defense is going to be ahead of the offense at this point. 319-366-1600 on a Monday edition of the Jim Class here on KGYM. Again, the text line available to you at that number. Mentioned the AP 20 Top 25 poll. Speaking of polls, I know you're going to have this, Mark, coming up on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, but you've got a lot on there, so perhaps we should just go ahead and talk about it a little bit. But our poll question for today is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, always brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Steve Anderson and his team, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And on the text line, 8186 reminding us, sold out for the Hawkeye women boom. As the Iowa women's season tickets, they are all gone. And that's a first, certainly, as far as Lisa Bluter and the University of Iowa women's basketball program is concerned. Poll question, go ahead and read that for the listeners out there.
Will you buy tickets on the secondary market to see the Iowa women play this season? Yes or no?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. You will be if you want to go to the game and you don't have a season ticket. or you better make friends with somebody that does have a season ticket. And, you know, listen, in basketball is different from football. There are going to be things that are going to come up. There are going to be a handful of tickets that are going to be available, especially for the non-conference games. Yeah, I mean, Carver's not going to be filled to the gills every night. But more often than not, I think it will be for women's basketball. And that's terrific. That is great news out there. So what do you think? Are you going to buy those tickets on the secondary market to see Caitlin Clark and the Iowa women play? I'm not sure anybody would come see the if they were playing the Croatian All-Stars again. Isaac is laughing over what they were more. They weren't maybe the A All-Star team. I don't know. It was ugly.
Yeah, it's not even close to competitive at all. But I guess that's maybe a little bit of the point with the foreign tours, is you just kind of want to throw out some lineups, try a bunch of just random things for the teams. But yeah, it was not a competitive outing for the women's basketball team whatsoever.
No, it was not. No, it was not. A couple comments on the text line. First of all, as far as the Iowa football team is concerned, definitely the defense definitely ahead of the offense. Craig moved inside to replace Shannon. Thought Deacon Hill, quarterback two, looked pretty good. Made a few mistakes, but otherwise looked good. He's a big dude. Big dude. Bigger than the fullback. Deacon Hill is, and yeah, you get him running downhill at people, if he indeed is in the game at some point, that's going to be a scary proposition. Tim also saying, Let's see. Happy Hannah. Yes, he would go to see Hannah Stolke, who had a very good game in the game against the Croatian All-Stars. 69-36 saying it all depends on the price. Not going to pay more than $50 for a ticket. Well, if you get a game, Iowa, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio State, I'd have to double-check to see if they're coming to Carver-Hawkeye. I know, I believe Maryland is not this year, but you get some of the upper echelon teams in the Big Ten, Mark. Those, and both of them are in the top 10. Those prices are going to zoom beyond $50, I would say.
Yeah, this is quite an accomplishment for the Iowa women's program. We've seen it with football. Every game sold out except the Illinois game. We've seen it in wrestling. And now we see it in women's basketball. Above all else, it's a tribute to the fans who have responded and said, we want to see this team as much as possible. And much like last year, Scott, this is going to translate on the road. Road attendance for those teams, you know, pick a site, pick a game. Iowa plays at Indiana. Iowa plays at Minnesota. Their crowds are going to be bigger than typical crowds as well.
Yeah, like a Minnesota game, Iowa. There may be more Iowa fans there than Minnesota fans.
Yeah.
As far as Northwestern, Minnesota, Wisconsin, we'll have to see about Illinois. Illinois made great strides last year, as far as their program is concerned. 319-366-1600. We're going to get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Plenty more to talk about from the weekend that was in the world of sports here in just a couple of minutes. Isaac, before we get it to Mark, do you want to just get everybody up to date in a brief 60-second snippet of what's happening at the Women's World Cup?
Yeah, so we got Sweden, Spain at 3 or 2 o'clock tonight. And then there was a really entertaining game against with Australia and France over the weekend. I think it was actually 0-0, but I think there was a lot of chances, and then the penalty kicks was the real standpoint for a lot of people. It went to like overtime and then penalty shootout. Both were missing when the other team missed. It was highly entertaining match. But yeah, Sweden, Spain tonight. I would probably think Sweden wins that one. And then you got Australia and England tomorrow night.
So what are we down to? The semis?
Yeah, so that's the four teams left. Australia, England, Sweden, Spain. That's it. That's left.
Sweden, your pick?
Yeah, I think Sweden, they just look so determined right now. That team looks so together. They've come in second in a lot of tournaments. Plus, Norway's won the Women's World Cup before, so I'm sure that kind of is over the... I don't know much about the Sweden-Norway rivalry, but I assume it exists. I just like the kind of vibe that the team has right now. They're playing well. I think they can change their tactics pretty effectively. So I think Sweden looks the best right now, but Spain cannot be discounted. If they're hot, they're really hard to stop.
Thank you for keeping up with this for us.
I will watch soccer whenever you guys want me to.
All right. Right now, what we want to do is get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock. Patio will be a beautiful, beautiful evening to go out and eat local on the patio. Thanks to Chris and Jamie and Dave and everybody over at Emil's. What we got, Mark? We got a lot today.
Yeah, by the way, the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 will return this year starting September 1st. Thanks to Chris and Jamie and Nate and everybody out there. Dave, start your homework, my friend.
Dave is going to come with a vengeance. He's going to come after me, being the defending champion.
Defensive lineman Isaiah Lee of Iowa State has left school and the program. He was implicated last week in the state's gambling investigation of Iowa and Iowa State athletes. Wander Franco of the Tampa Bay Rays has been placed on the restricted list and is being investigated by Major League Baseball after tweets surfaced over the weekend of an inappropriate relationship with a minor. The Native American Guardian Association has collected signatures and sent a letter to owners and front office personnel of the Washington NFL football team, pleading that the franchise return to Redskins and do away with the Commanders, saying, "You can't erase history." Now, it takes 5 years to rebrand an NFL team, so this isn't going to happen overnight.
Not going to happen anyway.
And finally, and we don't delve into this area of sports a whole lot, and I don't want to tread on the waters, so to speak, of John Campbell's Big Old Fish, which debuts, or not debut, but which airs tonight. John Olds of Maryland won $6.2 million in the World Billfish Championships, catching a 640.5-pound blue marlin.
Ooh. How much?
640.5 pounds is worth $6.2 million to Olds. That competition taking place out in Maryland.
Wow. Well, good job by that gentleman. Good job. I don't know how long would it take to land that thing. That would be what I would like to know and look into. I hope he had a lot of help, and I hope he had a lot of time to bring. Hey, you're making $6 million. You could do that for 3 days, right?
Yeah, I tried to reel in a barracuda off the Gulf of Mexico. It took an hour or two. I can't imagine. Although these guys have the equipment and whatnot, but it probably took a little while.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Got a lot to talk about. Winners over the weekend. NFL overreactions from the first set of games. We'll talk about all that with you when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. And right after we get a look at the weather and a break here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds for the rest of the day. Humidity will be dropping and temperatures will be held close to 70 degrees this afternoon. Later on tonight, the clouds will clear and temperatures drop down into the low 50s. As we head into tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies and temperatures will be in the upper 70s. We'll then have a mostly dry and mostly sunny rest of the week with temperatures in the 80s, climbing up toward 90 by the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Sitting in a work vehicle is just part of the job, but being uncomfortable isn't. A bad seat can hurt your back and cause an injury that takes you and your vehicle out of commission. Auto Interiors and Convertibles has the solution. They'll overhaul that seat, redo the foam, tune up the springs, and repair the upholstery if it needs it. You won't believe how much better it feels to have your seat in that seat all day. For farm, construction, or service vehicle seat repairs, get in touch with Auto Interiors and Convertibles in Cedar Rapids. AutoInteriorsCR.com.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
3:34 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thanks for joining us on this Monday, August the 14th. Scott, Mark, and Isaac all with you here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Rommelkamp show next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. 319-366-1600. Text line, Justin saying the obvious. That is a big fish.
The George Patrick used to say on Channel 9, this is a big one.
That was. You know
George Patrick?
I remember George.
Yeah.
I remember George. What a voice he had. Just a pillar as well out there. Yeah. That, you know what? If somebody sends a picture of that to John Campbell, that goes to the top. I'm putting words in John's mouth here, but that goes to the top of the next set of big old fish pictures.
Yeah, but John's made his mark with these, 8-year-olds catching a, 6-inch fish at Hannon Lake.
That's right.
People love it.
They do.
That's better than a 640-pound marlin in these parts.
John is 6 months. If you send something in now, more than likely it will be the middle of winter before you see it on the air.
It's an amazing segment, isn't it?
Yeah, he's about 6 months behind. So that's why you see winter pictures in summer and summer pictures in winter. There you go. I'm giving away some of the trade secrets of of our friend John Campbell. 3-1, I can't wait to see John. That's one of the great parts about getting out, doing the high school football and basketball. I get to see Freddie again. I get to see sideline Freddie. So I'm excited about that. 319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class on KGYM for a Monday. Justin could talk fishing all day, he says, with tongue in cheek a little bit. Hey, so there are a lot of people that could talk fishing all day. No doubt about that. Overreaction weekend and Monday. Let's get to it as far as the National Football League is concerned. Mark, first of all, in the positive direction, Justin Fields looking very good for your Chicago Bears, at least through the first preseason game, as well as DJ Moore. So a lot of people saying a lot of nice things about Mr. Fields today.
Yeah, I was happy with it. Try not to read too much into it. As far as Fields goes, hopefully he doesn't have to beat teams with his legs. I mean, he had 3 games over 100 yards rushing last year. I don't think that's going to be able to sustain itself. But I did take a look at Love with Green Bay. Not bad. Not bad. But others really struggled. Trey Lance in San Francisco. The star of the quarterbacks was Aiden O'Connell, the Purdue product with Las Vegas, 15 out of 18 with a touchdown. I thought he looked very polished, and I can't get over his story rising up through the ranks at Purdue, what, 6th, 7th on the depth chart to where he's at right now. He's going to make that team, if not be the backup.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. And you mentioned Trey Lance, and the stats were okay, but it just wasn't a very strong performance. Of course, Brock Purdy did not play, and a lot of people saying now it is Brock Purdy's team at this particular time. I guess that remains to be seen, but I think Purdy is going to be the starting quarterback as far as the San Francisco 49ers is concerned. Kenny Pickett was very good in his debut for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 6 of 7 and 70 yards through a very nice touchdown pass to George Pickens. You also talk about, Mark, guys that may have won backup spots, and I'm not so sure in Kansas City Blaine Gabbert's going to be the guy. You know, God forbid, if he has to go in for Patrick Mahomes, it might be Shane Buechele, who looked really good against the Saints. By the way, kudos to Cage and Troy. Her Saints got the last-second field goal to beat my Chiefs in a meaningless preseason game. Albeit, the Chiefs, I will say this, if you're a Chiefs fan out there, you know what I'm talking about. Chiefs must sign Chris Jones and get him back in the middle of that defensive line ASAP. Don't care how much, whatever it needs to be done, Chris Jones has got to be in there.
I agree, and I think going into week two this week, you're going to see more of the starters play more time, not entire games by any means, and then, of course, in week three, much more significant time. And we'll see if guys like Rodgers takes the field. I would think he would game three. But, you know, this was a week for backups to show out. And plenty of examples of that. Iowa's Tyler Goodson had a pretty good game, short touchdown run, as he tries to secure a backup spot with the Green Bay Packers in the backfield there. C.J. Beathard was good at a TD run, 6 out of 13. And he's going to be in the NFL again. So the rest of the guys, a lot of evaluation being done today.
Yeah, a lot of evaluation. Justin Ross for the Chiefs, I think he's going to make that team. We'll see. Richie James also had a good game for Kansas City. In that game against New Orleans. Quarterbacks that did not look particularly great, but I'm okay with this early on. That would be C.J. Stroud for the Houston Texans. 2 of 4. He had an interception as well. And also, talking about early on here, Bryce Young for Carolina. Yikes. He was running for his life in there for the Carolina Panthers. The NFC South is wide, wide open. And I'm not so sure that the New Orleans Saints are not going to win that division with Carr going in there. I think he's the right quarterback for that system. And if it's, I mean, Jameis Winston is there. They've got some, we'll see if Thomas can come back. He looked good in the brief time he was in there on Sunday afternoon against Kansas City. They got Jimmy Graham back. I think he caught a touchdown pass in that game as well. Do not sleep on the Saints. Don't sleep on the Saints, Mark.
No, I agree. And that division is wide open as far as, you know, Stroud and Young go. I think maybe an overreaction day. I don't know. We'll see, but you're operating behind second. You know, I don't think those teams started their number one offensive lineman, but you got to see improvement the next couple weeks.
You do, and you got to get some reps. That's the one thing that you just got to see. You got to get in there. I know you're running the risk of injury. I'm a guy that believes in reps. Get them in there. You don't have to play them for two quarters or anything like that. You'll see the probably the most from starters this weekend in week number two. That's usually the MO for NFL teams. There is a week off between the final preseason week, week number three, and the start of the campaign. That's been the change since they've gone to the three preseason game system, if you will. So might seem a little bit in three, but you're gonna make final decisions on cuts for guys that are playing for a spot coming up in week number three. That's gonna be the big thing.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Obviously, various teams operate differently, and we'll see this weekend what we see. I think it's a big week for a lot of players because cuts are coming up. And you're right, I think week three is a deciding factor for a lot of players. Maybe not, you know, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, whatever. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers. By the way, Jack Campbell, according to Football Focus, was rated the number one performer among NFL rookies this past weekend.
Very nice. Very nice. 319-366-1600 at 344 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Matt Cedar Rapids saying that both his boys have been on Big Old Fish twice. The waiting is worth it when you see them on TV. I would agree. That's kind of like being on Dr. Max back in our day. Now it's Big Old Fish. So, yeah, I understand. I understand where you're coming from, Matt. Again, 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in as far as the weekend that was in the world of sports. And let's shift gears a little bit, no pun intended, but a lot of great stories around the country, Mark, and locally as well, as far as folks that won this weekend. Great stories abounding. Let's start with Saturday night down at Knoxville. Kyle Larson gets the win in the annual Knoxville Nationals. Is there anything Kyle Larson cannot drive? No, there is not. Kyle Larson is the best driver in the world right now. He can drive anything. So he wins the Knoxville Nationals late Saturday night. The celebration with his oldest son, by the way, who also won a race over the weekend as well. He's up and coming. He's very young, though. It's going to be a while. Please don't put any pressure on young money out there. Ooh. But, yeah, Kyle Larson wins at Knoxville, flies to Indianapolis, has a unveiling of his Indy car ride that he's going to have next year when he does the double in 2024. He's going to do it twice. Going to do it in 24 and 25. With Errol McLaren next year. So wins the Knoxville Nationals, goes to Indianapolis, unveils that big news conference, and then has to go out and try to win another race on the road course at Indianapolis, which was won by another very, very popular driver, Michael McDowell. And I hope our winner had a good time with our four tickets at Indianapolis. But one of the nicest guys, one of the small market, well, it's not small market, but small money teams as far as racing on NASCAR is concerned with Front Row Motorsports. And Michael McDowell, a former Daytona 500 winner, wins at Indianapolis, and he goes into the playoffs now. So that was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it was. And Larson, I don't know that this doing a double, I'm not sure is the greatest idea. But I suppose if Larson can do it next year at Daytona and Indy, I mean, or not Daytona, but
Indy and Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly. He's a heck of a driver.
There's rumors to the fact that that Kyle Busch is thinking about it. His brother Kurt did it a few years ago. It is not easy. It is not easy, and everything's got to go right. The weather's got to go right at both Charlotte and Indianapolis as well, but it's going to be fun. Going to be fun to see that. And then Scott Dixon won on Saturday at Indianapolis, so another good guy. Three good guys winning this weekend as far as racing is concerned. Then we move over to the world of golf, and this is a story that just keeps growing and growing, Mark, and it's almost unbelievable. Almost unbelievable that Lucas Glover is doing what he is doing right now on the PGA Tour. He was going into the month of July and in his own words was thinking about, okay, if this doesn't go well, what am I going to do next in my life? He was that far down the FedEx Cup standings. Was not going to get his card back. Went to the Quad Cities. He's won there before. Did well at the John Deere. has continued to do well. Won at Wyndham last week to get into the playoffs. And all he did yesterday was win in a playoff over Patrick Cantlay at down at Memphis at the FedEx St. Jude Classic. It's an amazing story. And now people clamoring for this guy to be picked by Zach Johnson to be on the Ryder Cup team.
And I think he should be. I mean, you referenced the John Deere. I look back on it, and entering the John Deere, Lucas Glover was number 110 on the FedEx Cup standings. You got to make the top 70. Buddy responded with a tie for sixth, and since July, he's had five top sixes, including two firsts, and now is number four in the FedEx Cup standings. Nobody hotter, and attribute it all to talking with Adam Scott and going to the longer putter. I mean, he made two phenomenal, phenomenal par putts coming down the stretch yesterday.
I believe the final tally was 115 feet of putts. And if you know golf, you know that's a lot of real estate to cover. A 30-footer, a 20-footer, both for par. Cantlay played really, really well. Rory McIlroy was one shot out of the playoff. But like I said, tell you what, Zach Johnson, I envy him being the captain of the Ryder Cup team, but man alive, is there going to be a lot of scrutiny on Zach? And I think Zach knows that because, A, he still doesn't know if he's able to pick Brooks Koepka or Bryson DeChambeau. Does he keep Justin Thomas off the team? Does he bring Lucas Glover on to the team? There's going to be a lot of very interesting decisions made in the next couple of weeks for Zach.
Well, who would you like at this point? Lucas Glover, Justin Thomas, or Ricky Fowler, who's just ahead of Justin Thomas and the Ryder Cup points? I think he's at 13, Thomas at 14, something like that. You got to turn to Glover right now. Now, there's no guarantee, you know, when they get to Rome for the Ryder Cup, Glover's going to be in this kind of form, but I guess there's no guarantee of any of the 12 in that regard.
Very much so. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. Got a couple of pieces of breaking news for you here when we return, so stay with us. More to come right after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Get 11% off the last roof you'll ever need with Menards Steel Roofing. Steel roofing is durable, adds value to your home, and can help you save on cooling costs. Steel roofing offers superior wind and hail resistance and is available in cut-to-your-length panels. Get 11% off all Menards Steel Roofing. Good through August 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Advanced Electrical Services is looking for an experience-based journeyman and electrician helpers. This is an excellent chance to start your career or take it up a notch. You'll work full-time, year-round. Come use your skills to do high-quality work for this local, family-owned company with a positive culture and top reputation in the community. Visit advancedelectrical.com to see what they're about. Then call to set up a time to apply in person. Advanced Electrical Services in Iowa City is an equal opportunity employer. Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza. He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bundling and saving with GEICO is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with Geico. It's an easy choice.
Back on the gym class to wrap things up for a Monday. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred joins us to talk the latest in Major League Baseball. That'll be coming up on the Tuesday edition of the gym class. Couple pieces of news here before we depart, Mark. First of all, from the NFL, and Zeke has a home. Ezekiel Elliott, the former Dallas Cowboy, is going to sign a one-year contract with the New England Patriots. He is going to be the backup for Stevenson up there, and it's a one-year deal. And it looks like he is going to go back to his college number of number 15 that he's going to wear for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. By the way, since that is a fantasy football note, we will have Chris Liss coming up on Wednesday to talk fantasy football as we get ready for all of our drafts. So if you have a question, get that ready to go. Stevenson better not lose touches. Ha, 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 says 5935. And the Iowa men's basketball team is victorious today in Barcelona, Spain. Iowa beat the Barcelona All-Stars 106-79 today. It was a close game throughout the first quarter, but then Iowa went on a run. Seven double-figure scorers for Iowa, led by Peyton Sanford, Ben Cricke, and DeSante Bowen, all had 16. Sanford, 16 points and 14 rebounds. Tony Perkins, 14 points, 5 assists. And Owen Freeman, 12 and 11. So he had double digits and a double-double in all three of the games. Again, don't read too much into it, but a win for the Iowa men's basketball team today.
Yeah, Sanford had three really, really good games. And I know Fran McCaffrey liked the play of Owen Freeman. And as far as Zeke goes, circle your calendar, New England at Dallas, October 1st.
We'll be doing the feed me to the Cowboy fans who loved it before. Will not be so enamored about that particular act, I would imagine. You're going to see it, I'm sure. You will see it, I'm sure. But he will be a Patriot. We'll see if he's in uniform coming up for New England's next game, week two, as far as the preseason is concerned. As I mentioned, we'll talk some baseball with Cal Eldred coming up tomorrow and take a look at the latest as far as some wild card races are concerned. Your Twins can't beat the Tigers, but they can beat the Phillies, which is a head scratcher in its own right, Mark.
That's baseball, right? I was very happy with that result over the weekend.
Spencer does not owe me any monetary remuneration after the White Sox had the Brewers sweep them over the weekend. So it's just the White Sox being the White Sox. So Brewers got a chance.
You could be a Yankee fan.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm not so sure the Yankees aren't due for some real turnover in the offseason if this continues. But we'll talk about that and other baseball topics with Cal coming up on the program tomorrow. And guys, have a good night. We will talk with you tomorrow at 3 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.